奉主耶稣圣名，我们继续安息圣日小的聚会。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we continue on with our afternoon service.
我们请会众一起起立来唱诗378首。
Let's all rise up and sing hymn number 378.
请坐。
Please be seated.
再一次一起来祷告。
Now we'll kneel down and pray again.
祈求神来带领我们下午的聚会，如同上午一样。
And we'll ask God to guide our service for this afternoon as for the same for this morning.
一起祷告。我们下午同样跟我们弟兄姐妹来谈一谈文士以斯拉所遭遇的艰难挑战。
And this afternoon we'll continue to learn about the challenges that Ezra faced.
以斯拉在带领百姓回国之后，他面对着要处理这个以色列神的选民在嫁娶婚姻上的难题。
So after Ezra led the Israelites back to Israel, he was challenged with marital problems of the Israelites.
尤其当时的首领官长在这个事情上是带头来得罪神。
And especially at that time, the leaders of the people, they were leaders in this trouble as well.
让这个年轻属灵的领导者以斯拉很难去处理。
So for this young leader Ezra, it was hard for him to take care of the problem.
也许我们弟兄姐妹会觉得说，好像最近教会很少会谈到主内联婚的这个道理。
And we might think that recently we haven't heard much about having to marry in church, this type of sermons in church.
是不是教会在这个主内联婚的教导或者圣经的解释上已经不一样了。
Is it that we now have a different interpretation of the Bible regarding this matter?
其实我们从早上借着圣经的查考，神在这个婚姻的指导上从来没改变。
But from our this morning's Bible study, we learned that this matter has not changed.
从创世纪开始到这个神的选民进到迦南地。
From the time of Genesis till when the Israelites entered the land of Canaan.
神对于属他的选民在婚姻上的指导从来没改变。
God's instruction towards his people has always been the same.
但是为什么我们在教会里头越来越少听到主内联婚的道理啊？
But why is it that recently we have not heard as much sermons on this topic?
因为在我们这个世代里面，
It is because in our generation,
婚姻所呈现给我们的竟然变成教会信仰上的破口。
That the marriage in church has become a breach in our faith.
不容否认的，教会在这个婚姻的情形上，我们看到现代的青年在婚前越来越没办法保守圣洁。
And undeniably, it is harder and harder for our youth today to keep themselves holy before marriage.
而且嫁娶未信主的这个比例也一直在高升。
And the portion of people who marry outside the church is increasing.
就算是主内联婚在这个婚姻生活上也看到在暴力或者是婚姻的暴力还有这个离婚率上也不断的在增加。
And then even for couples who marry in the church, there have been an increased number of cases where there are violence in the family or there divorce.
所以这个婚姻甚至成为我们真耶稣教会在信仰上的一个破口。
So the matter of marriage has become a breach in True Jesus Church.
那当然讲台的信仰照理来讲讲台的信息这方面的道理要多讲才对。
And so we should emphasize this message in the sermons.
那渐渐越讲越少的原因呢？
But then the reason why it's being said less and less.
也像以斯拉所遇到的问题一样。
It's because it's similar to the problem that Ezra has faced.
我们不少在教会侍奉的这些带领的无论是传道、长老、执事。
because there are many leaders in the church who such as ministers or deacons or preachers.
他们的后代子孙啊，在嫁娶未信主的这个事情上有了不好的示范。
That their children, they marry outside the church and they set as bad examples.
哦，所以影响到讲台信息的传递。
So this influence that they cannot really send this message out in their sermons.
哦，婚姻人人都当尊重。
Everyone should respect marriage.
哦，除了我们青年之外啊，更重要的当然是我们啊，在座当父母亲。甚至当爷爷奶奶的。
And other than the youth, here we have with us today also the parents and the grandparents.
哦，不要等到我们的孩子长大之后啊，哦，带着一个啊未信主的另一半回到家里跟你说我们要结婚了。
Let's not wait until the time when our children bring back someone outside of church and say we're going to get married.
哦，才在那边摇头说啊，说没有办法啦。讲不听啦。
Let's not say, oh, this is too late, we can't do anything about it then.
所以不要等到那个时候，哦，那个情形发生。
So don't wait until that time.
哦，希望我们在孩子还小的时候。
And I hope that while our children are still young.
哦，在他们高中、国中，甚至在还念小学的时候。
While they're in high school, middle school, or even when they're still in elementary school.
就在我们教会的宗教教育，我们家庭的宗教教育上，不断地提醒他们。
That through religious education and religious education in our home, that we can teach them.
哦，灌输他们主内联婚的重要性。
And tell them the importance of marrying inside the church.
哦，我们为人父母的。啊，对我们儿女的婚姻要有关心。
And we have to take concern in our children's marriage.
哦，那我们的儿女啊，或多或少，哦，他们在这个择偶的对象上就会有所警醒。
So more or less, our children will be more alert in the way that they pick their spouse.
我们都希望我们的啊，下一代，我们的儿女，在他们的婚姻生活上是幸福的。
We all hope that our children will have blessed marriages.
哦，所以我们更应当要不厌其烦、耳提面命的吩咐他们。
So let's not stop nagging them about it.
哦，小弟想说，啊，如此一来啊，哦，我们主内联婚的比例应该会提高。
Then I hope that with this, then there will be more and more percentage of couples getting married in church.
哦，至少不会因为我们的婚姻来失去我们属灵的福分。
So that we won't be losing our blessings in marriage.
哦，以及我们对永生追求的盼望。
And our hope in eternal life.
好，那早上跟我们谈到啊，神在历代以来婚姻的指导。
And in this morning we talked about God's instructions through the ages with regarding to marriage.
哦，无论是在创世纪的时候。
Whether it's in Genesis.
哦，这是刚出埃及。
Or when they exited from Egypt.
哦，甚至要进啊，这个迦南地之前呢。
Or then right before they enter into the land of Canaan.
哦，神的对婚姻的指导，哦，主内联婚的这个指导从来没有改变。
God's instruction for them to marry among themselves has never changed.
哦，因为这是神设立婚姻的目的。
Because that was one of the goals in creating marriage.
哦，借着婚姻让夫妻双方能够共同承受生命的救恩。
That through marriage they could both inherit the life of the gift of life.
哦，那我们啊，接下来再来看。
So now let's continue on.
哦，那个以色列百姓，哦，他们在要哦，在进到迦南地之后啊。
So after the Israelites, they enter into the land of Canaan.
哦，是不是啊，这个神对选民婚姻的指导有所调整跟改变呢
？Did God change His instructions regarding marriage?
哦，我们来看看啊，我们来看这个约书亚记啊。
Let's turn to Book of Joshua.
约书亚记的二十三章。
Joshua chapter 23.
二十三章的十一到十四节。
Joshua chapter 23 verse 11 through 14.
23章11节。
Chapter 23, verse 11.
11节，你们要分外谨慎，爱主你们的神。12节。
12.
你们若稍微转去，与你们中间所剩下的这些国民联络，彼此结亲，互相往来。13节。
13.
你们要确实知道，主你们的神必不再将他们从你们眼前赶出，他们却要成为你们的网罗、饥砍、肋上的鞭、眼中的刺，直到你们在主你们神所赐的这美地上灭亡。14节。
14.
我现在要走世人必走的路，你们是一心一意的知道主你们神所应许是服于你们的话，没有一句落空，都应验在你们身上了。这是主这是约书亚他的这个余命。
This is one of the last commandments from Joshua.
那在这一段真理里面要显示什么样的婚姻重点。
And in this passage, he mentions about marriage.
婚姻一定都是祝福吗？
Do all marriages come with blessings?
今天当我们去参加婚礼的时候，无论是主内的或者是没有信主的朋友。
When we attend weddings today, whether it's in church or to our Gentile friends' weddings,
我们都说恭喜愿你们的婚姻可以永浴爱河，白头偕老。
We always say congratulations. We hope you have a loving life.
很多在这个婚姻里面几乎都是祝福。
And usually we go to weddings and we give blessings.
但如果我们的婚姻没有信仰在里面我们的婚姻不是在主里面联婚的话。
But if we do not incorporate faith into our marriage and we're not marrying inside the church.
照刚刚我们所读的这个经文告诉我们。
Like the verses that we just read.
不但不是祝福甚至会变成一辈子的咒诅。
Not only will there not be blessings, but there will be curses.
婚姻会变成神的咒诅。
The marriage will become a curse from God.
如果婚姻走到那个阶段，那有什么意义
？If our marriage becomes to such a point, then why should we get married?
刚刚我们读的这个十三节。
Earlier we read verse 13.
说他们却要成为你们的网罗，饥砍，肋上的鞭，眼中的刺。
That they will become snares and traps for you, whips on your back and thrown in your eyes.
其他的圣经的译本这么翻译。
And then there are also other translations that says,
说婚姻成为罪的圈套和陷阱。
That the marriage will become a bondage of sin and a trap.
婚姻变成抽打的皮鞭。
That marriage will become the whip that whips you.
婚姻成为刺入眼睛的刺。
That marriage will be the thorn that's in your eye.
婚姻成为灭亡的警告。
That marriage will become a warning to destruction.
这段经文让我们读起来觉得非常的害怕。
Then we become terrified when we read these verses.
为什么我们的婚姻不但没有办法得到神的祝福，反而在神反而让神在这个婚姻上下了这么重的咒诅。
How is it that our marriage would not only not gain blessings, but rather gain all these curses?
我们想想看，神用七天创造的这个天地万物。
We have to think about how God created the world in 7 days.
神所造的都是好的。
All that was created was good.
但是七天的创造是为了这个人做预备的。
But all these creation were a preparation for men.
就是就为了人全人类人的后代子子孙孙来做预备。
It was a preparation for all mankind.
所以神在创造之后做的第一件工作就是设立了这个婚姻的制度。
So after God created all those things, the first thing that he established was marriage.
创世纪说做亚当一个人独居不好。
The Bible says that it was not good for Adam to be alone.
哦，所以为他造了一个配偶来帮助。
So he created a spouse for him to help him.
神看重婚姻。
God puts emphasis on marriage.
好，一个神所看重的婚姻，照理来讲，应该是加上神的祝福才对。
A marriage that God puts emphasis on should come with blessings.
哦，但是在这里我们却看到啊。哦，神的祝福取消了，不但取消，还要加上咒诅。
But here we see that not only God took back the blessings, but He gives out curses.
真的是这样吗？
Is it really so?
哦，我们看看现今的世代。
Let's look at the world today.
哦，也许我们会想说，没有在主内完婚，一定是咒诅吗？
We might ponder.Does it really come with curses if we don't marry in church?
哦，不是也有成功的例子吗？
Aren't there cases where it turns out all right?
哦，小弟不敢讲说一定是咒诅了。
So I can't say that for sure you'll be cursed.
哦，但是遭灾咒诅的几率啊，相对的提高不少。
But then the chances of you suffering becomes more.
哦，神设立婚姻的时候，允许人要离开父母。
When God instituted marriage, He allows men to leave their parents.
哦，要两人成为一体。
That two will become one.
哦，神说了一句话。
God said something.
哦，说当时夫妻啊，他们赤身肉体，却不觉得羞耻。
He said at that time they were naked, but they were not ashamed.
哦，换句话说，这个夫妻的婚姻性生活。
Which is to say their intimate life.
哦，在啊，这个婚姻里头啊，是蒙祝福的，是神圣的。
That within the marriage it's blessed.
是神允许使用的。
Is allowed by God.
哦，啊，也是一种祝福跟一种享受。
It's also a blessing.
哦，但是呢，啊，如果哦不是在这个啊神的哦这个婚姻的啊规则之下。
But if you take this intimacy out of marriage,
哦，那这个神赐给人哦两性结合的这个哦这个夫妻的生活啊，哦却会带给人很大的咒诅，甚至是一种罪恶。
That this intimacy between a man and woman will become a curse.
啊，我们都知道现今的世代非常的淫乱。
We know that this world today is full of sexual immorality.
哦，时下的青年男女哦，在这个两性的交往上非常的随便。
And this world is full of the youth today. They're filled with this sexual immorality things.
哦，哎，哦，所以说啊，这个哦，第一次性行为的年纪啊，不断在往下降。
So then the first time that the youth have intercourse is declining in age.
哦，婚前有性行为的比例啊，哦，不断的在攀升。
And the ratio of fornication is increasing.
哦，根据这个统计上来说啊。
And with statistics it says.
哦，这个男生哦，在婚前有性行为的比例啊，甚至高达94%。
In male, the ratio of male that has fornication is 94%.
女性啊也直逼90%。
And for women, it's almost up to 90%.
哦，那在这个性泛滥的世代当中啊，我们都晓得哦，这个有哦从这个这个性泛滥所引发的这个疾病哦，确实啊也是现代人类很大的一个哦一个咒诅啊。
And from the sexual and moral world, there comes diseases.
哦，或者是很多这个年轻男女哦因为放纵这个情欲啊，哦，伤害到自己的身体。
And a lot of young people who practice these immoral things, they hurt themselves.
哦，甚至啊。哦，成为不孕的人哦，没有办法有下一代。
And some become infertile.
哦，所以我们想想看。
So let's think about this.
哦，我们为何要冒这样的一个危险
？Why should we risk ourselves?
哦，在这个 神所祝福的主内联婚之外来寻找终身的伴侣。
Why should we forgo this blessing in church, this marriage in church?
而承担着这个不是从神来的祝福，甚至是从神来的咒诅呢？
Why should we forgo this blessing and rather take on ourselves curses?
有一次小弟听到一个很痛心的事实。
One time I heard about something that caused me to become sorrowful.
有一个姐妹说她得了艾滋病。
There was one sister, she said she got AIDS.
因为她的先生没有信主。
Because her husband was a non-believer.
照着世人的这个潮流在外面交际应酬逢场作戏拈花惹草。
And he was sexual and immoral, and he was doing things he shouldn't do outside the home.
结果就把这个艾滋病带回来传染给他。
And so he brought back the disease and contracted her with AIDS.
对基督徒来讲。
To Christians.
神在婚姻上说这个太太是他的骨中骨，肉中肉。
That the woman is, the bone of his bones and the flesh of his flesh.
但是当罪进到世界之后。
But after sin entered the world.
这婚姻的关系就不一样了。
This, relationship within the marriage changed.
亚当对神说你为我所造跟我同居的那个女人。
And then Adam accused Eve and said, this woman that you have created to be with me.
变成同居而已啊。
And that she was only there to be with him.
那既然是同居那就能够随意的改变了。
And since they were just living together, it could be easily changed.
婚姻的关系就不一样了。
That the relationship in this marriage changed.
现代的人多半不相信婚姻。
Now today, there's a lot of people who do not believe in marriages.
把它当成只是同居而已。
They just want to live together.
后来这个姐妹的先生死于艾滋病。
Later on, the sister's husband died of AIDS.
那她的两个儿子大儿子不幸也染到这个艾滋病后来也死了。
Then she had two sons. The older son also did not believe and also contracted AIDS and also died.
那这个姐妹跟她的这个小儿子要定期向政府机关报到检查。
And the sister, along with her younger son, has to periodically go report themselves to the government.
孩子是无辜的。
The kids are innocent.
何必在我们的婚姻上造成这样的后果。
Why should we cause them to suffer like that?
难道这不是咒诅吗？
Isn't this curse?
还有一个这个弟兄
There's also another brother.
打电话给传道一直哭。
He called the preacher and he cried.
说他太太说他这辈子都完了。
He said, I'm done for.
因为他的太太把他所有的财产通通卷款而逃。
Because his wife took his lifetime savings and fled.
现金也好，珠宝也好通通拿走了。
Whether it's cash or jewelry, she took it all.
只留给他一封信。
She only left him with a letter.
弟兄说那怎么办呢？
And his brother said, what should I do?
原来这个弟兄发生车祸。
So it turns out that this brother had a car accident.
不能够走路，也不能够像以往一样工作赚钱了。
He could not walk and he could not work like before.
他没有信主的这个太太嫌他不值钱了。
And his unbelieving wife felt that he was worthless.
趁着还年轻的时候要寻找其他的婚姻。
So she wanted to find another marriage while she was still young.
对他们来讲没有真理圣经道理的这个约束婚姻就像同居一样吧。
And to their marriage, because it was not bound by truth, their marriage was just like, that it's, they're merely living together.
而不是这个忠贞坚定始终如一。
It's not something that's for a lifetime.
所以这样的 这个情况哦，咒诅啊，充斥在这个世代里面。
So these kind of circumstances is abound in marriages.
哦，又有一个姐妹，她打电话给教会。
There's another sister who called the church.
哦，请教会帮她祷告。
She asked the church to pray for her.
为什么
？Why？
哦，因为啊，这个哦，她哦先生啊、在这个哦中国人的清明节哈、硬要他太太跪拜祖先。
Because in a holiday which a lot of people worship their ancestors, her husband forced her to burn incense and worship their ancestor.
哦，虽然婚前都讲得很好啊。
Even though before the marriage, they already talked about it already.
哦，不会强迫对方哈、拜拜。
That they won't force her to worship.
哦，但是婚后啊，人都得到了。哦，什么事情啊都变了。
But after they got married, she's already her wife, his wife. So then everything changed.
哦，尤其啊没有真理约束的先生。
Especially without truth binding this husband.
哦，对太太讲说，你这一次一定要给我面子啊。
He said that you have to show respect to me.
哦，你只是啊跪下去啊做个样子啊，让我能够给亲戚朋友哈、有个交代。
You only need to kneel and pretend so that I can be respected among my relatives.
哦，但是太太坚持不要。
But the wife insisted.
哦，当然啦、啊，哦，除了羞辱之外，哦，甚至啊，哦，还被先生修理了一顿。
And other than being embarrassed, she was beaten by her husband.
哦，这都是婚前没有想到的。
This was something she never thought about before she got married.
哦，遇到这个啊、清明祭祖啊，确实很麻烦。
And so in these events where there's a lot of worshiping idols going on, it's very difficult.
哦，若是这个未信主另一半的家人过世的话。
So if the unbelievers relatives pass away.
哦，要用他们的这种宗教信仰哦，办法会、办丧礼、办超度，那个才更是麻烦。
And then they want to use their rituals to prepare for funerals. Then that's even more of a trouble.
哦，还有哦，刚刚我们谈到说，没有真理约束下的婚姻啊，对世人来说啊，就像同居一样。
And earlier we said that without truth binding the marriage, a marriage become like people who just live together.
哦，所以动不动啊，出口就是离婚，离婚，离婚。
So when they fight, they might just say, "Let's get a divorce."
哦，无论是男是女都一样。
Whether it's the husband or the wife, it's the same.
哦，确实让我们很痛苦。
And which cause a lot of suffering.
所以原本应当是蒙神祝福的婚姻。
So originally, marriage being blessed by God.
哦，如今啊，却哦，不但没有祝福哦，还有很多的咒诅在里头。
Now, not only it's not blessed, it's cursed.
哦，原因就在于哦，违背了神的指导。
And the whole reason is because people disobeyed God.
哦，这个是约书亚哦。在以色列百姓进到迦南地之后啊，给他们的遗命。
And this was an instruction by Joshua after they enter into the land of Canaan.
我们也看到说，神在婚姻的指导还是没有变。
And we see that till then, God still did not change His instruction regarding marriage.
好，那再来经过了这个以色列的这个王国哦。分裂南朝北朝，后来两个哦都灭亡了。
Then after the kingdom of Israel was split into the northern kingdom and the southern kingdom, and that both kingdoms fell.
哦，我们神的选民被掳到外邦巴比伦70年。
The people of God were captured and they were led outside to Babylon for 70 years.
哦，后来神怜悯他们。
Then God had mercy on them.
哦，让他们重新再回来重建神的圣殿。
So that they could come back and rebuild the temple.
哦，那以斯拉在第二次带领百姓回来。 来复兴信仰。
Then Ezra led the second group of Israelites to come back to revive their faith.
当他们的圣殿重造之后。
And after they rebuilt the temple.
他们开始了新的这个信仰生活。
They started a new life in their faith.
百姓发生什么事情？
And then what happened?
就是我们早上所读到以斯拉记的第九章那里。
Which is recorded in chapter 9 of Ezra, which we read this morning.
有人告诉以斯拉。
Someone told Ezra.
说以色列百姓，甚至是祭司利未人他们在神这个对婚姻的规定上面得罪了神，犯了罪。
That the people of Israel, even the priests and the Levites, they sinned against God in their marriage.
让这个以斯拉面对头痛棘手的问题。
So that Ezra didn't really know what to do.
圣经说这个以斯拉他撕裂衣服外袍拔了头发跟胡须。
So Ezra even tore his tunic and cloak, pulled hair from his head and beard.
我想以斯拉心里一定不知道该怎么办。
Ezra must have felt like he doesn't know what to do.
当然当时的首领在这个事情上是带头的。
And the leader of the people at that time were making a bad example in this matter.
也许他们也有他们的解释
Maybe they have their excuses.
你看我们跟所罗巴伯回来这个耶路撒冷。
We came back with Zerubbabel back to Jerusalem.
我们才几万人而已
We only have so few people.
耶路撒冷这个当时都没有我们自己的人同胞都没有了，没有神的选民
We don't have a lot of Israelites in this land of Jerusalem.
那我们不嫁娶。这个非以色列人那我们要嫁娶谁啊
？If we don't marry non-Israelites, how can we get married?
我们要去娶谁呢
？Who should we marry?
我们要嫁谁呢
？Who should we marry?
没有嘛，没有人让我们嫁娶嘛。
There's no one else for us to get married to.
我想他们遇到的情形大概是我们现在海外教会。所遇到的情形一样。
And their circumstances might be very similar to the circumstances we have today.
有些留学生到欧洲去留学。
Some of the brothers and sisters went abroad to study in Europe.
那真的这个同样是我们组内的青年适婚的年龄不是很少甚至就是没有了。
There's very, very few, if any, brothers and sisters who are at the age of getting married.
那要怎么办呢
？Then what can we do?
就好像当时这些跟着所罗巴伯回到耶路撒冷的这些犹大人所遭遇的一样
And it's the same thing that faced the people who followed Zerubbabel back to Jerusalem.
面对的。在那个婚姻的市场上或者是那未婚青年男女的比例上有同样的困难跟差距。
There is very few people who they could choose to get married to.
所以我们如果现在来想的话。
So if we think about it today.
那嫁娶这个没有这个主外的没有信主的那就是很自然的也没有什么错误
It seems as if it's natural for us to marry to people outside of the church.
不然要怎么办呢
？Otherwise, what can we do?
我想，以斯拉就是要面对这样的一个解释，面对这样的难题
And that was the challenge that faced Ezra.
这是事实
Because it's a fact.
这没有办法去解决
It seems that there's no way out.
所以今天我们有些弟兄姐妹也会这样想。
So some of our brothers and sisters also think about it this way.
我们哪个不希望说能够嫁娶主内的弟兄姐妹呢
？Of course, we hope to marry within the church.
但问题去哪里找啊
？But the problem is, where can we find such a person？
又听说这个适婚年龄的弟兄跟姐妹这个人数 不成比例啊。
And we heard that is out of proportion the number of brothers we have and the number of sisters we have.
那请问传道啊，你能不能告诉我那怎么办呢？
Then dear preacher, can you tell me how to reduce this problem?
真的在人哦的这个理性上，这个是没有办法处理的。
So in our own human understanding, it's really hard for us to solve this problem.
哦，但是这是不是我们改变神在婚姻哦主内联婚指导上啊、的这个理由呢？
But does this reason justify us for changing God's instruction for marriage?
哦，是不是因为这样现实的困难，我们就可以改变呢？
Should we change upon facing these difficulties?
哦，如果真理可以因为我们在执行上的困难而改变的话，
If truth can be altered upon our own difficulties.
啊，那今天我们有很多的哦，这个信仰上的坚持啊，哦，那都可以改变了。
Then does that mean we could also change other things that we hold fast to?
那今天真耶稣教会跟其他的基督教又有什么区别呢？
Then how would True Jesus Church be different from other churches?
那今天信耶稣跟不信耶稣又有什么不同呢？
Then what's the difference between believing in Jesus and not believing in Jesus?
所以信仰还是要有所坚持吧。
So for our faith, we have to insist.
哦，所以我们来看看以实他他是怎么样，哦，他对这件事情他的看法啊，他的处理是什么？
So let's take a look at how Ezra solved this problem.
哦，我们来看这个以实他记九章哦。
Let's turn to Ezra chapter 9.
九章我们来看十三十四节。
Verse 13 and 14.
九章十三节。
13.
十三节，神啊，我们因自己的罪，我们因自己的恶行和大罪遭遇了这一切的事，并且你刑罚我们，轻于我们罪所当得的，又给我们留下这些人。十四节。
14.
我们岂可再违背你的命令，与这行可憎之事的名结亲呢？若这样行，你岂不向我们发怒，将我们灭绝，以至于没有一人剩下逃脱的人吗？于是他跟神说啊，说我们啊是犯了大罪了。
So Ezra pleaded, said to God that we have sinned greatly.
哦，在以斯拉记的九章、十章啊，都是在处理这个婚姻的事情。
And in Book of Ezra, chapter 9 and 10 is all regarding marriage.
我们再看十章的十节。
Let's turn to chapter 10, verse 10.
十章的十节，祭司以斯拉站起来对他们说：“你们有罪了。”因你们娶了外邦的女子为妻，增添以色列人的罪恶。我们再跳过来看十三节。
Let's jump to verse 13.
十三节，只是百姓众多，又逢大雨的时令，我们不能站在外面，这也不是一两天办完的事，因我们在这世上犯了大罪。在这里哦，于是他对神说，我们不但是犯罪，而是犯了大罪。
Here Ezra said to God, not only that we have sinned greatly.
哦，圣经尤其是旧约圣经哦，一再的强调哦，这个嫁娶未信主的，嫁娶这个外邦人哦，神判定这样的行为啊是犯罪的。
And the Bible, especially in the Old Testament, emphasized that it's a sin to marry with non-believers.
哦，不但是罪，而且是大罪。
Not only it's a sin, it's a great sin.
哦，那不但是以斯拉哦，之后的尼希米也同样面对问题。
Not only Ezra, Nehemiah also faced the same problem.
哦，这个尼希米记的十三章啊。
In Nehemiah chapter 13.
哦，这个尼希米哦是带领这个。犹大哦，这个带领神的选民呢、啊，回去重修耶路撒冷城墙的。
So Nehemiah he led the people to go back and restore the walls.
哦，同样的啊，也遇到哦，要处理这个 嫁娶非神选民的这个问题。
And he also had to deal with Israelites intermarrying with non-believers.
13章的23节到25节。
Chapter 13, verse 20.
13章23、25。
Chapter 13, verse 23 through 25.
23节那些日子我也见犹大人娶了亚斯图亚门摩押女子为妻24节他们儿女说话一半是亚斯图话不会说犹大的话所说的是照着各族的方言25节我就斥责他们咒诅他们打了他们几个人扒下他们的头发叫他们指着神起誓必不将自己的女儿嫁给外邦人的儿子也不为自己的儿子娶他们的女儿我们再看这个27节
Let's then turn to verse 27
27节说如此我岂听你们行这大恶娶外邦的女子干犯我们的神呢29节
Verse 29
我的神啊求你纪念他们的罪因为他们玷污了祭司的任职的职任违背你与祭司和祭司立位人所立的约。我们看到尼西米同样的见到百姓在这个婚姻的事情上得罪神。
And Nehemiah also encountered this problem where the Israelites married foreigners.
说这个是大恶是大罪。
And he described it as a terrible wickedness.
不同于以斯拉这个尼西米甚至修理的当中几个人。
And he differed from Ezra in the sense that he also beat some of them up.
那对于带头的这些这个神的仆人这个祭司利未人。
And to the servants of God who led in this wickedness.
还向神求说不要涂抹他们的罪要纪念他们的罪。
Nehemiah also prayed that please do not forgive them of these sins, but remember them.
因为这些人是知法犯法。
Because they sinned when they knew that they shouldn't do those things.
违背了神跟祭司利未人所立的盟约。
And that they have disobeyed or they defiled the priestly office and the covenant of the priesthood and of the Levites.
为什么神会这么生气
But why did God get so angry?
为什么嫁娶这个不信神的不容许在圣经不容许于这个圣经里头圣经甚至圣经的记载这么严厉
And why does the Bible rebuke these people so severely?
因为这个婚姻的这个失败让神的选民把圣洁的种类断绝了。
And it's because these people marry outside, and then their descendants stop worshiping God.
神选民的圣洁，因为这样的婚姻被终止、被破坏、被切断。
The holiness of the people of God was defiled because of this.
我们早上说到说神设立婚姻的目的除了要共同承受生命之恩之外还有另外一个目的
And this morning we mentioned about the reason for God instituting marriage is so that they could receive the gift of life together. But there's one more reason.
借着我们的婚姻传承到下一代
It's so that through marriage we could have reverent descendants.
把我们的信仰传承到下一代
That we could pass along our faith to our descendants.
我们来看这个马拉基书。
Let's turn to Malachi, Book of Malachi.
马拉基书的第二章。
Book of Malachi, Chapter 2.
二章的十五节。
Chapter 2, Verse 15.
十五节说，虽然神有灵的余力，能造多人，他不是单造一人吗？为何只造一人呢？乃是他愿人得虔诚的后裔，所以当谨守你们的心，谁也不可以诡诈对待幼年所娶的妻。在这里告诉我们，说神可以 一下子创造许多的人啊。
Here it says, that God could have made more than one human or two.
哦，但是他却只造始祖亚当，后来又帮他造了个配偶夏娃。
By God merely created Adam, and then from Adam Eve.
哦，借着两个人啊，在神面前神所设立的婚姻结合，而繁衍出后代来。
And from the two, having marriage before God, they had descendants.
哦，也借着这个婚姻。哦、的传承、哦、的后代、啊、把信仰也传承下来。
And through marriage, they pass along their faith to their descendants.、
哦、所以信仰、哦、不是单用教的。
So faith or religious belief is not through just teaching.、
哦、信心也不是用 copy 的、哦。
And you can't just copy faith.、
哦、信仰也好，信心也好，是传承下去的。
You have to pass along this faith.、
哦、但如果我们的婚姻因为没有主，没有信仰，让我们的信，好、哦，让我们的信仰的这个传承啊，就断绝掉了。
But if the Lord or this faith is not within our marriage, then we stop passing this faith along to our descendants.
哦，我们啊，或许可以看到啊，有些人呐、啊，因为没有在主内联婚，所以他们的下一代的信仰就与神的慈爱就隔绝掉了。
And we see that for many people who marry outside the church, we do not really see their children having the same faith that we are.
哦，确实啊，让我们非常痛心。
And this is something that causes us to be sorrowful.
或是我们看到这个姐妹或这个弟兄，哦，在婚前是多么的热心。
That we see this so-and-so brother or sister, they're so fervent in the Lord before they got married.
是多么的追求。
They were so zealous for God.
但是后来哦、不要说、哦、嫁娶这个未信主，还没有嫁娶，在跟未信主的、哦、人交往的时候。
But even before they get married with unbelievers, just when they were in courtship.
我们可以看到、哦、他们、哦、不再、那么频繁的在教会里头出现了。
We don't see them in church as often as before.、
哦、他们、啊、在这个服事的岗位上、啊哦、就不再那么的热心了。
And in their service, they become less zealous.
哦，他们在啊、这个信仰的追求上，就不再那么样的努力了。
And they do not pursue as hard in their journey of faith.
哦，这个都是不争的事实啊。
And these are all truth.
我们没办法去否定的。
These are facts that we cannot deny.
我们真的希望说，我们或者是我们儿女，哦，因为婚姻。而让他们的信仰越来越冷淡。
Do we really want our children to become further and further from God because of our marriage?
我们自己啊，因为哦这个交往的对象，让我们的信仰越来越退步。
Do we want to have our faith declining because we are in a relationship with non-believer?
我想说，没有人愿意这样子。
I don't think anyone of us would like that.
我们都希望说，我们啊的信仰能够因为我们的哦这个交往的对象或者将来的另一半哦能够越来越热心，越来越蒙福啊。
We all hope to become more zealous in our faith because of our other half.
哦，我们的儿女的婚姻哦也是一样。
And same for our children's marriage.
哦，能够因为他现在交往的对象或将来哦这个结婚的对象，哦，让他们的婚姻啊、哦、借着这个哦神的祝福，哦，甚至祝福到后代子子孙孙。
That whoever they're dating or they get married to, that they could become blessed and they could pass along this faith to their descendants.
哦，所以信仰的传承。
So the passing along of faith.
哦，也借着我们的婚姻呢。
It's through our marriage.
哦有时候我们想一想，要带领一个人来信主不容易耶。
Sometimes we think that it's very difficult to bring someone to church.
要得到神的拣选，那是何等的难啊！
It's so difficult for someone to be chosen by God.
哦，但是要让我们的信仰能够一代一代的传承下去，更是困难。
But it's even harder for us to pass along our faith to our children.
神要的是圣洁的种类。
God wants godly offspring.
哦，是从神救恩传承下来属神国度的子民。
It's a people of God that has the salvation from God.
哦，这是神所看重的。
This is what God regards as important.
但是如果我们因为我们的婚姻，哦，让圣洁的这个种类断绝掉。
But if because of our marriage that we stop this flow of passing down faith,
我们想说神会高兴吗？
Do we think that God will be pleased?
哦，我们的婚姻会受到神的祝福吗？
Will our marriages be blessed?
哦，所以为什么尼希米也好，以斯拉也好，会说这是一个罪，而且是大罪。
So that's why either Nehemiah or Ezra, they both say that this is a terrible wickedness.
哦，也许我们哦，很多弟兄姐妹会觉得说没有在主内联婚，这个没有什么嘛。
Some of our brothers and sisters might think that it's not such a big deal to marry outside of church.
虽然不是说很好了哦，不，虽然不是说这个不好了哦，但是也还不至于是个罪吧。
Not to say it's not bad, but I don't think it's a sin.
哦，但是我们看到哦，圣经上却说这是罪。
But the Bible says that it's a sin.
原因就是他断绝了神啊，借着婚姻所传承的圣洁跟所传承的信仰。
Because it stops this flow of passing of faith to the next generation.
啊，有个传道人哦，他分享他啊，注目教会的时候曾经遇到一个哦，八十几岁的老弟兄。
So there is a pastor, he shared about his experience at a church when there was a 80 years old brother.
哦，这个老弟兄哦，在跟传道熟了之后啊，有一天他告诉传道啊。
After the two become familiar with each other, one day this 80-year-old brother says,
他说他一生的痛苦就是他的婚姻。
He said the sorrow of his life was his marriage.
哦，因为他娶的是哦，不是主内的对象。
Because he married a non-believer.
哦，并且呀，一直没有办法带另外一半来信主。
And that he was not able to bring his other half to God.
哦，所以想到说啊，将来要在审判台前面对神审判的时候。
And just upon thinking about the judgment day when he is in front of God being judged.
哦，这个成为他唯一的担忧。
And this is something that's always on his mind.
哦，觉得心里头充满着不安。
And he felt anxious in his heart.
哦，不晓得，哦，我们是不是有这样的一个担忧
？Do we have the same anxiety?
哦，那再来哦。
The next.
经过一百多年后，以斯拉之后的一百多年。
So after 100 years after Ezra.
哦，那旧约的圣经的哈，旧约的这个启示要结束了。
So the Old Testament was about to come to an end.
哦，神同样又借着马拉基先知哦，谈到一段有关婚姻的道理。
Then Malachi also talked about marriage in the book of Malachi.
看马拉基书的二章。
Malachi chapter 2.
二章的十一节到十三节。
Verse 11 through 13.
十一节，犹大人行事诡诈啊，并且在以色列和耶路撒冷中行一件可憎的事，因为犹大人亵渎主所喜爱的圣洁，娶侍奉外邦神的女子为妻。啊，十二节，凡行这事的，无论何人啊，就是献供物给万军之神啊。神也必从雅各的帐篷中剪除。在这个小字的部分哈。
And the literal text.
这里说何人哈，原文做叫醒的答应的。 这段经文哦，可以说是一个很严厉的道理。
And this is a very severe teaching.
哦，那这一段婚姻的道理要表明什么
？And what is it trying to say？
哦，原来啊，神在谈哦，这个嫁娶外邦，好像啊。哦、都只局限在当事人而已、啊、
And when it talks about intermarriage, it might seem that it's also only talking about that day and age.、
哦、在男女两个当事人、啊、
Only talking about the man and the woman.、
哦、但、哦、这个这一、哦、这个、他们的父母亲还有在旁边的人、啊哦、在这里我们看到神也吩咐他们、哦不可答应、哦、这个儿女、哦、嫁娶、哦、这个不认识神的未信的。
Oh, and here it says, whoever he may be, this includes not only the people getting married themselves, but also their parents, their family, who allowed this.、
哦、不但是当事人有罪、啊、连旁边答应赞成的人都有罪。
Not only this person who married outsider has sinned,All those around him who approved of it sins too.
哦，比如说哦，啊，这个有人就说主内没有比较好啦，啊，哦，这个外邦的也不错哎。
Some people might say it's not necessarily that people in church are better. People outside are pretty good too.
哦，确实，啊，主内也有些怨偶，
啊，
哎，婚姻不幸福的。
And indeed, also inside the church, there are also some people with unfortunate marriage.
哦，但如果我们详细去啊、了解的话，哦，婚姻不幸福绝对不是因为哦嫁同样信仰的人，而是没有照着信仰的教导哦去彼此相爱。
But if we look in detail, then these people who marry in the Lord, their marriage didn't turn out so well, not because they marry people with the same faith, but rather they did not follow through with this faith.
哦，如果照着圣经的教导，夫妻彼此相爱，绝对不会不好啊。
If they follow the teaching of the Bible and they love one another, then such thing would not happen.
哦，但是这也却成为哦绊倒人的。哦，这个借口啦。
But this become a excuse that people use, which stumbles them.
哦，成为啊、未婚的青年选择哦非主内的哦这个对象的理由。
And this also becomes a reason why some youth in our church choose to marry non-believers.
哦，所以有人会说啊，啊、这个哦没有信主的也没有不好啊。
Some people might say that.Oh, it doesn't seem so bad to marry outside of church.
哦，当然我们从早上一路查考到现在。
And of course, we learn from the Bible since this morning.
我们的神下了多少的警告
？How many warnings has God put in the Bible for us?
所以我们不可以单单用今生的好处来看婚姻。
So we should not only look at what can we gain in this life towards marriage.
因为婚姻是延续到下一代，甚至下下一代、后代子孙的。
Because our marriage not only it affects us in our lifetime, it also affects our children and their descendants as well.
婚姻影响到我们的信仰跟我们的得救。
The marriage it affects our faith and our salvation.
哦，所以我们如果从这个层面上去看
，So from this aspect.
哦，而不是从说啊、嫁娶没有信主的人。钱也赚很多啊，也很平安啊。
Then let's not look at the aspect of, for people who marry outside the church, they're pretty well off too.
哦，子女也都很有成就啊。
And that their children are quite accomplished.
哦，因为生活的层面都是短暂的。
Because what we can see with our material eyes, these are all short term.
哦，这个得救。永生才是实际的、哦、
Salvation and our eternal life is what lasts.、
哦、所以我们看到神的教导是一次比一次更加的严格。
So if we look at the Lord's teaching in the Bible, it becomes more and more severe in each time that it's said.、
哦、那也许我们弟兄姐妹会说，传道，你从早上讲到现在都是旧约。那是律法时代嘛。
You might say preacher, but you're only talking from the Old Testament. This is the Old Testament.
我们现在是新约恩典时代啊。
Now we're in the New Testament.
哦，你讲讲新约好不好啊
Can you talk about some examples from New Testament?
我们最后就讲新约好了。
So lastly, we'll look at New Testament.
经过这个马拉基先知五百年后。
So 500 years after the book of Malachi.
进到新约时代了。
Then now it's the New Testament.
那新约时代对婚姻，神对婚姻的这个指导是不是不一样，改变了？
Then is God's teaching on marriage still the same?
是不是也放宽了？
Did he say, oh, it's the time of grace, it's okay?
我们看一下，看这个保罗来怎么说。
Let's see what Paul has to say.
哥林多后书的六章。
2 Corinthians chapter 6.
哥林多后书六章
2 Corinthians chapter 6
14节到18节
verse 14 through 18
14节说，你们和不信的原不相配，不要同父一轭，义和不义有什么相交，光明和黑暗有什么相通呢？15节
15
基督和比列有什么相合呢？信主的和不信主的有什么相干呢？16节
16
神的殿和偶像有什么相同呢？因为我们是永生神的殿，就如神曾说，我要在他们中间居住，在他们中间往来，我要做他们的神，他们要做我的子民。17节。
17.
又说，你们务要从他们中间出来，与他们分别，不要沾染不洁净的物，我就收纳你们。18节。
18.
我要做你们的父，你们要做我的儿女，这是全能的主说的。这段道理啊，强调同样婚姻啊是分别为圣的记号。
This passage also emphasizes that marriage is a sign of sanctification.
保罗在这边说，信主但不信主的是不相配的。
That the believer and the unbeliever they don't have anything in common.
因为这个观念不同。
Because you hold different values.
所以将来的生活啊，也没办法配合。
So in your lives, you'll have many difficulties.
就好像这个当时的人耕田啊，是用一对牛来来耕田的。
Just like how in the old times when they put yoke on ox, they put it on a pair of ox.
如果这两头牛啊没有办法同一个方向同步的话，那田没办法耕的。
If these two ox cannot walk in the same direction, then you cannot plow the land.
所以保罗接下来就用很多对立的冲突来做比喻。
Then later on he talks about many contrasts.
义和不义有什么相交？
What to do righteousness and wickedness have in common?
我们受洗之后被神称义了。
So after we get baptized, we are regarded righteous.
我们是义人，是属神国度的人。
We are righteous and we belong to God's kingdom.
那不义的人是落在黑暗的漩涡当中。
And the people who are not righteous, they're in darkness.
要怎么合伙呢？
Then how can you be together with those people?
那也像说这个正邪不两立一样。
And also who are just and who are unjust.
光明跟黑暗也不能够同时并存的。
And the light and darkness cannot be together at the same time.
那这个基督啊跟这个撒旦魔鬼啊也不能够相合的。
And Christ and Satan cannot be harmonious too.
一个是救人的灵魂，一个是要把人的灵魂下在地狱里头。
One is to save man's soul, and the other tries to put man in Hades.
然后其实这边又谈到说，信主和不信主有什么相干？
And it says, what does a believer have in common with an unbeliever?
那个有的译本翻译成说，信的人和不信的人要怎么去分天国的产业呢？
And in some versions it said, how can a believer and a non-believer come to inherit or divide the inheritance from God?
怎么共同拥有一个产业的所有权呢？
How can they own the same property?
天国的产业是要给信主的。
This inheritance from God is for the believer.
那神的殿跟偶像有什么相同啊？
Then,What agreement is there between the temple of God and idols?
一个是用心灵诚实敬拜的。
One we worship with honesty and truth.
一个是烧香拜拜的。
And the other burn incense.
要怎么样合在一起啊？
How can the two become together?
哦，也许啊，有人会说啊。保罗这段经文呢、啊，不是专门对婚姻说的啊。
Some people might say, "Oh, this passage is not talking about marriage."
而是要信徒在这个生活上有所分别。
That it's encouraging the believers to be sanctified in their lives.
没有错，这段经文不是单单对婚姻说。
And true, this passage is not only talking about marriage.
是对信仰生活说的。
It's talking about the journey of faith.
但是婚姻。也包含在这个信仰生活里面嘛。
But your marriage is also included in your the daily lives of faith.
不但是包含了，而且占绝大部分。
Not only it's incorporated in this journey of faith, but it's a big portion of it.
再来，如果说啊，因为保罗这个因为这一段经文我们就主张说保罗没有反对嫁娶这个非信主的。
But if we take this verse and we say that, oh, Paul is not saying that we can't marry outside the church.
那我们就没有办法去解释保罗在对这个寡妇再嫁要他们嫁在主里头啊。
Then we won't be able to understand why Paul instructed the widows to marry inside the Lord.
哥林多前书的七章的三十九节。
First Corinthians chapter 7 verse 39 says.
三十九节那边说，丈夫活着的时候，妻子是被约束；丈夫若死了，妻子就可以自由，随意再嫁，只是要嫁在这族里面的人。如果说保罗那个主张可以不用嫁信主的人，那为何对这个寡妇再嫁特别强调要嫁信主的人呢？
If you say that Paul is advocating that people don't need to marry within the Lord, then how do you explain this verse where he instructs widows to marry belong inside the Lord?
可见呢，保罗还是强调要主内联婚。
So then we can see that Paul still emphasizes on marrying within the Lord.
新约的时代并没有改变神的真理。
So in the New Testament, God's instructions for marriage have not changed.
只不过保罗还有对于这个婚后信主的人来做另外的教导。
But rather, Paul also have some instructions for people who come to believe later on after they get married.
婚后来信主一半信一半还没信。
So for people who convert after they get married, maybe one spouse believes and the other still does not believe.
在哥林多前书的七章那边呢。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 7, here it says,
七章的十二到十四节
In verse 12 through 14, it says,
还有十六节
including verse 16.
保罗啊，要这个信主的这个信主的这一半不可离弃那个不信主的另一半。
He instructs the spouse who comes to believe first to not depart from their spouse.
那在这个另外一个使徒彼得也这么说，这么教导。
And Apostle Peter also instructed.
在彼得前书的三章。
In 1 Peter chapter
3. 这个第一节、第二节那边彼得教导啊。
In verse 1 and 2, Peter instructed.
那边说你们做妻子的要顺服自己的丈夫，这样若有不幸从道理的丈夫他们虽然不听到，也可以因妻子的品性被感化过来。二节，这正是因看见你们有贞洁的品性和敬畏的心。这对于说这个婚后信主的这个基督徒啊。
So to those Christians who converted after they get married.
保罗啊也好，彼得也好，教导他们要把另一半赶快带来信主。
Paul and Peter both instructed these people to try to bring their other half to church.
借着自己本身的好行为
And do so through their virtues.
来见证耶稣基督信仰的价值。
To be a living testimony to the value of Christ.
我想这也是对今天我们弟兄姐妹另一半还没有信主的一个鼓励。
And this is also an encouragement for us if we have an unbelieving spouse.
让我们的婚姻重新回到神设立婚姻 的真理里面。
So our marriage could come into this marriage that God instituted for us.
哦，所以今天呢，小弟啊，跟我们分享哦，这个神在历代以来对婚姻的指导。
So today I've talked about this message regarding God's instructions for marriage.
哦，不但是啊、对弟兄姐妹的相互勉励，也是对小弟个人自己的期许。
It's not an encouragement just for the brothers and sisters, but also for myself.
哦，期许我们啊、的后代子子孙孙都能够在神的恩典里面完婚。
That we all hope that our children will be able to marry in the Lord.
因为这是神的恩典。
Because this is a blessing from God.
既然是神的恩典，就不能够拿来做伤害人、审判人用的哦。
But since this is a blessing, we should not use it to judge or criticize others.
哦，去审判。啊，没有在主内完婚的这些弟兄姐妹。
And so we should not use it to criticize brothers and sisters who do not marry in the church.
哦，去藐视，去批评。
Nor to look down on them or to criticize them.
哦，不是因为你行，而是神怜悯你啊，让你能够在主内完婚呢、啊。
That we should not regard ourselves higher, but rather we are able to marry within the church because of God's mercy.
我们反而要帮助那一些哦，没有在主内。哦，联婚的这些弟兄姐妹。
But rather we should help these brothers and sisters who marry non-believers.
哦，带领协助他们呢，带领另一半赶快来信主。
And we can help them to bring their other half to God.
哦，这个才是神喜悦，而且是我们努力应该做的。
And this is what we should strive for.
哦，我们有关这个主内联婚的这个道理啊。就跟大家一起讲到这里哦。
And the sermon ends here.
我们期待我们所有的青年都能够在主内找到神预备的另一半。
And we hope all the youth in church could find their other half in church.
也期许我们为人父母亲的，我们经常告诉我们儿女这个道理。
And I hope that all the parents could remind them their children regarding this.
最后我们唱一首诗。
Lastly, let's sing one hymn.
484首。
Number 484.
感谢神在安息圣日的带领。
Thank God for His guidance in this Sabbath day.
也期许他借着圣灵帮助我们。
So we hope that He will guide us through His Holy Spirit.
将我们所听到的信息真理能够实践在生活里头。
That we could practice the message and the truth in our daily lives.
我们现在要献上我们的感谢祷告。
Now we'll kneel down and pray.With thanksgiving.
也为我们所知道的身体欠安软弱的弟兄姐妹来代祷。
Let's also pray for our brothers and sisters who are weak in their health and faith.
一起同心跪下祷告。
Let's all kneel down and pray in one accord.
谢谢。